Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about what is on your mind. And yes, we are live. I know it's the day after Christmas, but there's still a lot of radio shows because it's a Friday. And, you know, it's the day after holiday. A lot of shows are not live today, but we are. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And James.
And Erica.
And James, I think this is one of your first appearances on the show. I know it's the first time that you've been on with me.
Yep, that's right. I'm not on too much, so it's kind of rare.
Yeah, and, well, you know, it's rare for Ian to not be here on a Friday, but Mark's out of town. So Ian decided to take tonight off. I'm first chair. Danica, you're generally here on Fridays, or at least you have been for about the last month or so.
Yes, that's correct.
And, you know, I've got a story to sort of, like, summarize the year, but it's also about something that is happening, actually, tonight. There's a football game in St. Petersburg that is being sponsored by BitPay, and it is the Bitcoin Bowl. And I know we don't really talk about sports a lot on Free Talk Live, and I'm one of the few libertarians that will actually watch sports.
Wrestling does not count.
I also watch football. But yeah, let's talk about this for a second, because I get a lot of criticism for watching football. People say, oh yeah, bread and circuses. But the people that say that will sit around and consume substances that may or may not be legal, and they'll spend hours, you know, listening to music. And they're relaxing. They're enjoying themselves.
Oh, sure. Everyone's got their vice.
And so I'll sit down and I'll watch a football game and I'll enjoy myself. But somehow it's, you know, not libertarian to do that. But it's libertarian to imbibe substances and listen to music.
Well, you're not relaxing during the football game.
Not
you're getting
totally
excited, right?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. Depends on, you know, what team it is, how much, I have emotionally invested in the game. There was a game a couple nights ago that I sat and I watched. I didn't, you know, cheer one way or the other. I just enjoyed the game for what it was. So tonight there's the Bitcoin Bowl, and there's a story here from Huffington Post that says in several short years, few will recall the game itself, especially not those on the party deck. But historians will note 2014 as the year that a major American college football bowl game was named for a post-national cryptocurrency associated with techno-libertarians and anonymous transactions. As much as it sounds like the premise of a near future science fiction novel, it is happening. And why not? The Bitcoin Bowl is a perfect end to 2014, the year that the future happened. After all, 2014 was the year in which American retailers started selling 3D printers. The U.S. Navy began mounting lasers on ships. Humans landed robots on both Mars and an asteroid, and analysts began asking whether home-based solar power could kill off American utilities, and state-sponsored hackers allegedly raided Hollywood. So let's talk about each of those a little bit before I continue with the article here. And some of these are things that I didn't realize happened this year. I didn't realize that 3D printers weren't available for mass purchase before this year.
Yeah, I didn't know about that either. I know of someone that works in selling 3D printers, but I wasn't sure really who had access to it. You know, maybe like a few early sponsors were able to, you know, get a small beta one before it being able to work. But I thought that, you know, maybe at least there were a few, you know, again, beta printers available for purchase, and just people were generally still not sold on the idea.
Right, right. And then the Navy mounting lasers on ships, that's something that I had not heard of at all. And I'm not really sure what the lasers do. It doesn't say in the article here. And the robots landing on Mars, I actually thought it was a couple of years ago when the first robot landed on Mars.
Well, you're not, I mean, actual robots, not just little space cars, correct? Not those little cam searching things, correct?
I don't know. That seems to be a robot to me. Like, what defines robot? I guess
sure, sure,
would
absolutely.
Be the question.
Sure, absolutely. You know, robot can be anything. And I'm not thinking necessarily of, you know, an android, you know, going on Mars.
I've got an android in my hand. This kind of could be a robot if it had, like, some sort of arm to
now,
do
I'm talking
something,
about
right?
I'm talking about a robot device that is humanoid-like, like C-3PO.
Okay.
That's when, you know, when they say, I guess, yeah, you know, robot, when they're talking about those, you know, they're talking about, you know, the Mars rover and things moving around. I guess that makes sense. I just, when I think of a robot, I think of something like a little bit more intelligible than that, rather than just like a little machine, but.
Okay.
Teach
them. And then, and this is something else in here. Analysts began asking whether home-based solar power could kill off American utilities. And I would say that it's about time that utilities started getting killed off.
Or at least having more competition.
Right. And I think more competition would wind up killing some of the companies off, especially the ones that there are several that still operate on, you know, the state-sanctioned monopolies to where, you know, they are the only company that can provide the service.
Right, or a state can only have, like, two or three different kinds of internet providers.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to that as well, because up here in New Hampshire, they, I guess the unions have some kind of deal where the power lines have to be above ground. So
okay.
They don't bury them, and then it's like, if it a heavy snowstorm, the power goes out. So it's like, I won't decentralize power. I think that's a good idea.
Right, right.
Why don't we have neighborhood power utilities or whatever?
Oh, because that would make too much sense. And something that happened because of the above-ground power lines, they recently, the power company here in New Hampshire, went down the street that the LRN studio is located on, and they cut down a bunch of trees in people's private property. And there was an article in the local newspaper about it, and it said that, you know, they went on the property with permission of the property owners, but some of the trees were not in the power lines. They didn't have branches that went into the lines, or there might have been one branch that went into the line, but they took the entire tree down to the stump, and they left these massive stumps in people's yards that the homeowners now have to pay to remove. And what the article said was that some of the homeowners only agreed to have the power company cut down the tree because the power company wasn't charging them to cut down the tree, but they didn't realize that the power company was going to leave the stump. So, what do you think about that?
And now they have to pay to have the stump removed.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, I think it's like, it's obviously something with the unions, I've been told, where it's like, it's a lot more work. So, if you bury the lines, it costs more initially, but then there's like no maintenance.
Right.
The power doesn't go out. It's pretty much done. With the power lines, it's like every single year, we got to trim back the trees. We got to cut down the trees. We got to repair all the lines. When there's a snowstorm, it's like, it's crazy. They have all these people on standby because they just know, you know, oh, well, half our customers are going to be out of power. Because
yeah, I have heard that a couple of years ago there was a snowstorm that apparently 90% of utility customers in the entire state of New Hampshire wound up losing power for some period of time.
That is really scary to think about.
Yeah.
I think it would be interesting, like, as a consumer, so would you be willing to pay, like, a grand and then, like, you have, let's say, 99% uptime or, you know, like, you pay a grand this year and then it's like you're done, right? You keep paying the same rates or are you going to risk 10% outage a year or whatever?
Right. And Well, what do you think? Would you be willing to pay $1,000 up front to get connected to a utility?
I just made up that number, too.
Knowing that there would be 99.99% uptime. Call in 855-450-FREE. And more on Bitcoin when we come back on Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. Writing the U.S. Constitution was no easy task. In the blazing heat of summertime Philadelphia, delegates spent 115 days debating complicated issues of representation and federal authority. The document they ultimately crafted offered a radical change in the way government is structured, one capable of taxing and regulating citizens directly and operating its own military. Many worried these new powers could erode state authority and individual rights. Many refused to ratify the Constitution until a Bill of Rights was added to protect individual liberties and limit federal power. What led to the Constitution's creation in 1787 was the shared desire by all delegates for a document that protected individual liberty and whose provisions for the new government would, in the words of James Madison, oblige it to control itself. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in. Talk about what is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking Bitcoin. are we living in the future? Because, you know, I saw something a couple of weeks ago that said that, you know, 2014 is the future. And this article from Huffington Post mentions a couple of things that would definitely make one think that we are living in the future. You can go to, you know, stores and buy 3D printers. Robots have landed on Mars and on asteroids. Solar power and possibly wind could kill off American utilities. And, of course, there's cryptocurrencies. And that's what this article is mainly about, is the cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin being the prime sponsor of a college football game that's happening in St. Petersburg, Florida tonight. Actually, Bitcoin is the name of the bowl. It's the Bitcoin Bowl. It's being sponsored by BitPay. The article here from HuffPo continues. It says, it's only appropriate that we'll end the year with the Bitcoin Bowl, and it's quintessentially American to celebrate a new and disruptive technology with a televised sporting event from a massive air-conditioned arena in the subtropics. So, before I continue with the article, what do you think about the term that they threw out here, disruptive technology, to describe Bitcoin?
Well, it's disruptive because it totally stirs everything up. Oh, it's not paper money. It's obviously disruptive. It's
okay,
disrupting
well,
our
Visa
normal...
Visa and MasterCard aren't paper money.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying, you know, they're thinking that, and I don't want to speak for everyone, obviously, but... You know, a lot of people probably think, oh, it's completely, you know, electronic currency. You know, whereas with a debit card, you can at least pull cash out of an ATM if you have to. Credit card, cash advance, although not a good idea. But, I mean, with Bitcoin, and theoretically, you can print out Bitcoin, although we
yes.
all know that it's not economically the best thing to do, because why would you bother when you can just transfer funds immediately electronically?
Well, because maybe I want to give somebody Bitcoin. They don't have a Bitcoin wallet
sure.
set up yet. So I could just make a paper wallet, put the amount of Bitcoin on that, hand the paper wallet to them. They've got the public key, the private key, and they, you know, are then able to wind up, you know, putting that in their wallet whenever they wind up getting a wallet set up. So I could see a reason
sure.
to do a paper wallet.
Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, giving gifts is a great idea. You know, about the disruptive part is that it's so different from most people's version of currency. And, you know, obviously it's not backed by any one government. So it's very disruptive in the normalcy of currency.
Right.
I think the disruptive part to me is like... in theory, it's doing away with a lot of middlemen. I mean,
sure,
if you want to send like someone money, like you got to go through PayPal and they take their fee, and it takes a little bit of time and blah blah blah, and then like get it in your bank takes some time. So what I'm excited about Bitcoin is like it would do away with like okay, now we have to go deal with the banks. I got to go open a banking account and you know pay them a monthly fee, and I got to fill out endless forms, and then. If something suspicious happens, maybe they send my name to the government. And, you know, there's just all this craziness, all these know your customer nonsense.
Yeah. And that definitely makes sense. And there are some Bitcoin businesses that do act as middlemen for payment processors for businesses. And because they want to wind up, you know, making sure that they don't get in trouble,
yep.
they're having to abide by some of the know your customer stuff. So
another exciting thing too is like the ability to send money instantly to anyone in the world. I mean, and it also changes the game. I mean, you could get on an airplane with your smartphone, and you could have $1 million. On your smartphone, quote unquote.
Right.
And you just cross the border, and like how would you have currency controls like stop that? So it completely changes the game in that regard, where like you couldn't have $1 million of cash. Well, you could, I guess, but it'd be hard to have all that cash on you. It'd be hard to have gold on you.
Right. And if you're flying internationally, there's paperwork that you have to fill out if you're taking more than $10,000 cash with you. and there is no paperwork if you have, you know, your Bitcoin is in the cloud, so to speak. You've got access to it from your smartphone, but it's not necessarily on your smartphone.
I look forward to, you know, if you ever have traveled internationally, it's like you land somewhere and then you go get the local currency, and then it's like, okay, now my time's done. I got to, like, cash out, and it's just confusing. You know, I hope we have a day once where it's like, it's much simpler. Like, oh, I can just take Bitcoin with me, and then I don't have to worry about these things. But yeah, we're not there yet, of course.
We had asked the question earlier about, would you be willing to pay a large upfront fee for almost guaranteed uptime of whatever service it is, you know, electricity, internet, or whatnot. And we actually have somebody calling in, Laura from Litchfield. I'm not sure if this is supposed to be Connecticut or Kentucky, but Laura, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm from Kentucky. Yeah, we just paid about a month ago to have Barry service. Of course, we still have it across the street. We had a pole when we bought this stupid house 2 years ago. Had a pole 30 feet from the house and had these guy wires. And I was constantly running into it with the golf cart and because I have bad vision. Well, anyway, so we paid the rural electric company, I think, $1,000 to put in, you know, move the pole. Then Windstream, that's our telephone company, they moved it off. We paid $1,700 to have Barry service. So it was worth it. I mean,
so I'm just doing the math here. You paid them $1,000 to move the pole, and then yeah, you had to pay them $1,700 to then run wires?
Electrician to put in a Barry service, to have the LV on the house and all that. That thing that goes on the house. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We have underground service now. But still, I mean, I like to have it. When it came across the street, of course, it's still on wires there, it came across the street pretty high up. But, I mean, I've been willing to pay a little more to have it ran under the road, but I don't know if they would do something like it. But the reason we had the money because we sold our Louisville home when we bought this junky house.
I think, too, there's a good safety aspect to it where, like, if the pole goes down and now you have live lines on the ground, that's really dangerous. You know,
well,
I don't know if anyone
would have that, but at least we don't have a telephone pole 30 feet from the house anymore that I was running into with the guy wires. We had three big old guy wires coming off of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely a safety.
Yeah. Yeah. People back in 63, either they were paid to do that or I don't know, they're dead now. But anyway, it was terrible having those big guy wires coming down. Even though they were marked with yellow, you know, tubes like, you know,
I'm
talking about. Yeah.
I actually saw a car that ran up one of those guide wires one time. Yeah. Laura, thank you so much for your call. And, of course, you can call in. Have you ever run up a guide wire in your car? Have you ever seen that happen? 855-450-FREE.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888 253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about what is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking a good bit about Bitcoin. And, well, coming up in March, if you are interested in the future of Bitcoin and peer-to-peer economies, you can head to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas, March 28th to the 29th. Speakers, exhibitions, a great opportunity to do some networking, as well as they will be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. That's the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's going to highlight what Bitcoin means to everyone, as well as heavily concentrate on where the technology can go beyond just being a currency. If you want a glimpse into the future, you want to be in Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. Head over to TexasBitcoinConference.com to get your tickets. And if you use the code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, you will get a $25 discount off the $150 admission price, which is very affordable for these kinds of conference events. And not only that, the Texas Bitcoin Conference will also donate $25 to Sean's Outpost with every ticket purchase when you use the code FTL. So you're getting an amazing price to a great event, and now you're also helping Sean's Outpost with their outreach and assistance to the homeless. Free Talk Live was there last year, and we had a great time, and we're excited to be part of it again in 2015. head over to TexasBitcoinConference.com and get your tickets to be part of the future. And, of course, because it is a Bitcoin conference, you can buy your tickets in Bitcoin. And, again, use the code FTL. So what brought up Bitcoin at the beginning of the show was a story here from Huffington Post about the Bitcoin St. Petersburg Bowl that's happening tonight in St. Petersburg, Florida. And HuffPo has a little bit of a different take on this. Instead of just reporting that the game is going to be happening, they're saying that it's very fitting that the game would happen at the end of 2014, because in a lot of ways, 2014 is the future, and it's a way to celebrate new and disruptive technologies with a televised sporting event from a massive air-conditioned arena in the subtropics. The article continues. It says, while the student sections from NC State and Central Florida will party at the Trop, which is the name that they're giving to the party deck, cheer for their teams, and hit the clubs in St. Petersburg, the real story will be how TV, and in this case ESPN, educates Americans on Bitcoin. In many ways, this is Bitcoin's first TV extravaganza, and based on available public opinion, 18 polls, counting from 2013 to 2014, suggests that most American viewers will be hearing about Bitcoin for the first time. In May of last year, only 23% of Americans had ever heard of Bitcoin, much lower than in the UK, where 32% had heard, and in Argentina, 38%. By March of this year, according to a poll done by Reason and Roop Online Surveys, only 19% of Americans had heard a lot or some about Bitcoin. But by May, this number had increased to 37% in another online survey. And in May, a survey sponsored by the Conference of State Bank Supervisors found that 51% of Americans have at least some level of awareness of Bitcoin. All this means is that the Bitcoin Bowl itself will function as a basic awareness-raising event. Given the ample number of surveys on the subject, American public opinion on alternative digital currency is fairly clear. Most Americans still haven't heard much of anything about Bitcoin. As with most new technologies, there is some skepticism and fear of the unknown. The most aware of Bitcoin are the most supportive of it and generally believe that it should be legal. But those with little information on Bitcoin generally believe it should be illegal. And I would say that, and this is me speaking, not the article from HuffPo, I would say that applies to most things. That the more someone knows about something, the more they support it not being criminalized. And the less people know, the more they support it, you know, being illegal.
You can't have your magic internet money. No.
Well, and what was the report that was done back when Richard Nixon was president about cannabis? There was a study that was commissioned. It was named after the senator, congressman that did the study. And his response, or basically the summary of the report, was we don't know enough about cannabis to make it illegal, so it should be legal. And Richard Nixon interpreted that to we don't know enough, it should just be illegal.
Just make it illegal, just in case that if anything bad happens. Whoa, we already told you it was illegal.
So the article here continues. It says, many of these older middle Americans may not be ready for horse and buggy fiat currency to be displaced by the sleek and somewhat mysterious Mercedes of the 21st century cryptocurrency. But despite current skepticism, survey research among American experts in IT, that's the
information technology.
Yeah, computer geeks. Basically, there was a study done of computer geeks that was conducted by HP and Ponemon Institute, found, quote, expect digital currencies to overtake paper currency in the future. Bitcoin or alternative digital currencies that come after it may be the wave of the future. They are at least one alternative future. And Bitcoin has a clear set of younger future-forward supporters. The research done by Reason and Roop found that millennials, gamers, independents, and libertarians say that Bitcoin should be allowed. But it's fair to say that given its anonymous nature and use outside nation-state sanction, Bitcoin is viewed with some suspicion by many that are aware of it. In a poll done in, or rather a survey done in November of this year in the UK, 28% felt that Bitcoin had a bad reputation, compared with 13% saying that it has a good reputation. There is no doubt tied to a perception that those transactions, or rather those transacting in Bitcoin, may be doing so in the shadow economy or the sub or for subterranean reasons. Of course, this may all be true, but as almost anyone in America might point out, criminals have been transacting in cash for a very, very long time. Beyond public opinion, alternative currencies like Bitcoin stand at the intersection of several critical trends. The rise of tech-enabled industrial power relative to the nation-state, technological disruption of industrial and pre-industrial systems like publishing, education, and now currency, and the digitization of payments and their move online.
And there's already a move on, I wouldn't necessarily say cryptocurrency, but there's already a move on alternate currencies. I mean, you can take the Starbucks app, preload money onto it, and pay a coffee with just your phone. You don't even need to use your own debit card for that anymore. So, I mean, it's already changing the face of how people pay with things.
Right, and I've been seeing ads. There's, I think it's MasterCard has some sort of near-field technology thing to where you don't even have to, like, you know, open up an app in your phone. You just tap your phone.
Yeah, I have the
near the payment processor.
Wave Pay or something like that. Yeah, I do that a lot.
Yeah, and it would be interesting to know if these sorts of things would have even come about had Bitcoin not become a thing several years ago. What are your thoughts? Call in 855-450-FREE.
Trial by jury. The primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor in every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals and first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4-inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. It's in stock. It's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end-of-year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, yeah. And I forgot, we have Skype. So if you have the Skype, then you can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request first before you can call. That way we can do the little chat where I ask you what it is that you want to talk about. Otherwise, you can't call in. So you do have to send the contact request. That will get accepted as soon as I have the chance to do so.
I'm chuckling because you called it the Skype, kind of like how Facebook used to be the Facebook.
Actually, it used to be the Facebooks, plural, didn't it?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I still call it the Facebooks.
I know it as the Facebook because it's fun to make fun of it that way. And we said the Skype, it just made me chuckle.
Well, at least I didn't say the Skypes. I didn't pluralize Skype. I could have, but I didn't.
Good job.
So in studio, it's Daryl.
And James.
And Danica.
And Danica, you have an interesting story about a gun ban in New York.
Well,
in New York.
New York is already very gun unfriendly. I believe all guns are illegal. This is specifically
not all guns. You can have a gun, but it can only hold like 6 bullets.
Okay.
So if you have a magazine that holds 7 bullets, that's illegal.
Yeah.
6 bullets is fine. 7 bullets, not so much.
Wow, so specific. This particular article that I found is related to a toy gun ban. So not even a real gun ban, a toy gun ban.
Wait, so like the little cap guns?
Yeah. Like a little guns with like the little orange tips that you know that it's a toy gun?
Wow, okay.
So this was actually posted just about a week ago. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman seeks a toy gun ban in New York. And this, you know, was posted just before Christmas because obviously some people are going to be wanting to give their children toy guns, because what kind of child doesn't enjoy playing a good game of Cops and Robbers or Cowboys and Indians?
Maybe you're going to shoot your eye out, kid.
Well, maybe I'm dating myself. I don't know.
Is that what they're saying?
Oh, let's see. Okay. So he announced Thursday that letters were being sent to Walmart, Amazon, Kmart, and Sears, telling them to follow...
Who is he?
Eric Schneiderman.
Okay.
The Attorney General. He sent them a letter telling them to follow a state law intended to ensure that toy guns aren't mistaken for the real thing. The law says toy guns cannot be sold in realistic colors unless they bear an orange stripe on the barrel. I mean, isn't that how normal toy guns are sold?
Yes. And there's also, I believe there's a federal law that says that you cannot remove the orange cap from the end
of the
toy gun. You can't paint over it. You can't do anything to make it appear to be a actual weapon.
CBS New York says that Schneiderman's office conducted an investigation that found many retailers selling prohibited toy guns online and shipping them to the state. The toys were sold online, and in one case at a Rochester area Kmart, apparently the toy gun was mistaken for a real gun, which doesn't make sense because it's in a plastic box and plainly shown in the toy section.
Oh, right, because every firearm that I've ever purchased came in a plastic box.
Yeah.
And I was able to just pick up off of the shelf at Kmart.
And the case sold, behind the nice man at the gun counter is totally plastic. It's not locked and it's not glass whatsoever either.
Wow, so this is just completely asinine.
His office sent cease and desist letters to Kmart, Sears, Walmart, Amazon, FunToyMall.com, and ToyArsenal.com, demanding they immediately stop the in-store and online sale of the illegal toy guns to New Yorkers, CBS News reports. A Walmart spokesperson said the company will work with Schneiderman to ensure compliance, and the move comes after a 12-year-old Ohio boy with a pellet gun was fatally shot by police. So this was about... I want to say a month ago, roughly around the grand jury trial, where a Ohio boy was playing with a gun, and the cops, I guess, thought he had a real one and shot him. Am I correct in that story?
I believe I heard about that story. I don't remember the details, but yeah, it was a 12-year-old that had the toy gun.
Yes, in Cleveland, Ohio.
Was that? Crawford or Tamir Rice?
That's a good question. Oh, I'm getting all these stories mixed up.
That's sad when there have been so many police shootings of people that it's difficult to keep track of what story it is that relates to which person.
Well, and the Ohio story itself has not garnered as much. I mean, it's gotten attention for sure. Hasn't gotten as much conversation as, say, like Eric Gardner or Michael Brown have. And, it just really depends on how much people are talking about it, the different kinds of controversy that it extends. But, yes, there was a 12-year-old boy in Ohio that was shot by police.
Yeah, so
this
was Tamir Rice.
Okay, it was Tamir Rice. Okay.
November 22nd, Cleveland, Ohio. Two police officers, Timothy Lohman and Frank Garmbach, responded after receiving a police dispatch call that described a young black male brandishing a gun at people in a city park. The officers reported that during the confrontation, Rice reached towards the gun in his waistband. Lohman fired two shots within 2 seconds of arriving on the scene, hitting Rice once in the torso.
Oh.
Rice's gun was later found to be an airsoft replica, though lacking the necessary orange safety feature signifying that the gun was not real. Rice died on the day after the shooting, and his death was ruled a homicide by the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner.
So either the boy himself or someone tampered with the gun and took off the orange safety cap.
Yes, somebody removed the orange safety cap so that it was not, visually distinguishable from an actual firearm.
Oh, that's just so sad.
Well, what I find most shocking is that the police officer fired two shots within 2 seconds of arriving on the scene.
I agree. Absolutely. That's way overkill.
That's basically getting out of your car and then pulling your weapon and shooting.
Well, that's pretty much happened. I think there's actually surveillance footage of this. You can, like, pull it up and watch it. Where
I don't want to watch it.
Well, I mean, it's not, like, the best footage, but basically it's like he pulls up, he gets out of the car, and he unfortunately shoots the kid. I mean... it definitely was a bad situation.
In the surveillance, I mean, is the kid, you know, looking to threaten the police officer? Like, is he looking to...
You know, I don't remember. It's been a while since I watched it, and I kind of just watched it once. I didn't really... It's kind of grainy. It's far away, but... I mean, it's like a business, like, looking at a park or something, but I don't remember if the kid, like, pointed the gun or did anything like that. You know, I don't remember, but...
Yeah, I'm reading from the Wikipedia article, and it says that the officer reported that during the confrontation, Rice reached towards the gun in his waistband. So it doesn't say that he pulled the gun out and pointed it at the cop, just that he reached for it, it was in his waistband, police officer shot him twice.
So,
shot at him twice. Hit him once.
So with, like, Amazon as a small, like, you could register an account, Daryl, let's say, and you could sell toy guns on Amazon.
Yes.
Is Amazon responsible for, I'm going to guess they have thousands of distributors, you know, probably tens of thousands.
Because it's Amazon.
Yeah. People selling, like, how are they going to control this and monitor it? Like, how is it, I don't know. I was just thinking, like, how are they going to implement controls to try to address this?
I don't know. I'm sure that somebody somewhere would want to come up with some kind of thing that says that Amazon would be held liable for anyone purchasing a, you know, toy firearm and then using it in some sort of illegal manner. But I don't think that's how you handle situations.
It's kind of interesting. I mean, it's like if you sell things, let's say you ship them out, how are you supposed to know every different law? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I know I used to sell, like, water filters online, and it's like I kept learning, like, oh, I can't ship these to California. Oh, I can't ship these to Arizona or whatever. Like, you know, I learned it as I'm going along, but it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I didn't know that.
I used to work in banking, and there were tons of different kinds of state laws where you know, if you are, you know, calling, you know, making a call to someone, you have to give them dual party consent, even though the recording already tells you that. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, and it really is strange. And, James, when we come back in the next hour, I want to learn more about some of the weird laws that you found out applied that prevented you from doing business in certain places. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula
that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.